co-chairs are board members, and that would not be appropriate. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is the trustees will each have up to 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, to speak to whatever it is that they would like to say about why they would like to continue on the board and what their goal is. And I'm going to call on people in alphabetical order. Brad H. is a new board member. I'm going to call on him last. And then there will be questions and answers after that. Okay, so I will start first. And Bernadette, you are the timer, right? Okay. We had had some discussion to truncate this a little bit, and that, but I think we can still do up to 3 minutes, but hope that people will take less than that. No pressure and no prejudice against anybody who does take the 3 minutes. Okay. All right. We're going to start right off with Charlie. 3 minutes. So raise your hand if you're already a co-chair. Charlie, are you there? We may have lost Charlie.
No, I was not. I was probably by popular demand, I was muted. I'm Charlie H. I am board chair, although I'll be stepping down from that position June 30th. I'm entering my last year on the board. I just want to say, I think like all of us who've taken time this weekend, I discovered ACA when I was 31. I've been in it 36 years, more than half my life. It has changed my world in every way, shape, and form. I feel very excited to have encountered ACA World Service when I did, because it's been a time of great change. We've gone from really a very small organization to one that's actually able now to serve the whole world. And I have done my best within the tools I have to try to also create an environment of inclusion and participation. So it's gratifying and exciting for me to see the people here. I also have had an opportunity. We've been talking about literature. I've been heavily involved with a book called Getting Started, which we hope will create a new accessibility for our program for people who are new. So basically, I just want to say the time on this board that I've had has been an enormous honor. The chance to meet as many different people has been fabulous as an experience. And I've appreciated the trust that I've been given over the last 5 years to be on this board, and I ask for your trust to allow me to finish my last year of service. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. And next alphabetically is Aaron D. Please raise your hand so you can be called on. I know Aaron was having some computer issues earlier. Okay, there she is. All right. She needs to be unmuted.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
That worked. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So I'm just going to read a little bit of what I wrote here, since I'm not always that good at ad-libbing things. So experiencing the far-reaching complexities of trauma and holding them with open-mindedness and compassion of our steps, tradition, and concepts is challenging and rewarding, personally and in service with the fellowship. Attending meetings and witnessing the transformation from lives of fear and shame to trust and fellowship, and when possible, forgiveness, is a gift worth giving back. Service first and foremost is giving back and experiencing spirituality at yet another level beyond the steps and traditions. It's the 12 concepts and serving the voice of the fellowship. I came to learn and experience the sixth stage of healing from grief to be finding purpose. Service related to the concepts takes me beyond self, to the care and compassion for our future safety and continuity in the world. spirituality and connection are my two core values. I feel privileged and grateful to serve with and learn from fellow travelers. I entered board work with specific desires on areas I wanted to serve, and I found the needs of the fellowship overrode my wants and goals and would determine where I served. Though I'm approaching three decades of ACA recovery, I got to World Service because of the excitement of the inaugural AWC in Florida in 2016. There, I was approached to serve with the newly forming Delegate Education Subcommittee. Their service for me grew in compassion, connection, and of course, what else, spirituality. My continued goal is to serve the fellowship as needed and be a support to fellow board members. The pandemic brought many hardships to my family life and my career. I hope upon ratification to give back what his service has given me in the last year. This I anticipate to be my final fourth year on the board because of all of the complexities that have happened in my life. So I do ask for your support. And thank you.
Thank you, Erin. And next we have Frederick.
Thank you, Mary Jo. My name is Frederick. I'm an old child. I'm from Sweden. I often say when I speak, because I know it could feels like that for some people, that I'm an authority because I'm a board member. But I often say that I'm a regular member, just like everyone else. Nothing more, nothing less. Just one voice. And together we are the fellowship. I have been in ACA for 6 years. I have been a trustee since June 2020. And I have done service almost since I started attending the meetings in ACA. And I do it because it's so rewarding to give back to the fellowship what I have got. So often it's like, yeah, as I said, rewarding. I have been the secretary on the board, and now I am the treasurer. And also that is a lot of love for me because I love math, as Liz said on the presentation. So being the treasurer is often rewarding. On my first finance committee meeting as the treasurer, I told the others in the end how rewarding it felt looking at all the numbers, spreadsheets and so on. So yeah. I really love doing this. And service for me is always try to keep ACA's best in mind. And also, I used to say this, doing service is living the program, really living the program, using the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. So I'm grateful for the ratification last year, so it would be, I would be honored to be ratified again. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. Next is Yasmina.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Hi, Yasmina here, grateful member of ACA. And as other people have said, recovering ACA has transformed my life beyond anything I could have hoped for and saved it. Feels maybe humility and gratitude for the experience, strength and hope I get from being a member of ACA every day and being a member of the board, being the volunteer, a trusted servant of the fellowship has only deepened that humility and that gratitude. I'm so grateful to like do service for the fellowship that I love. And that's given me so much hope. I just love being part of this team, part of this fellowship, being able to do service, being able to give my time to what is the best thing about my life. And I would be very grateful for the opportunity to do that for one more year if I get ratified.
Thank you, Yasmina. Next is Justine.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justine, grateful adult child in recovery. This is my I'm coming up on 9 years back in ACA after a 25-year absence. This has got to be one of the best times to be on the board. ACA is growing. It's exciting. My primary focus has always been literature, and that fits in with my passion for the newcomer and the newcomer experience. I've only been on the board for 1 year. I have loved being on the board with this group of human volunteers who are willing to give up 20, 30, 40 hours a week of their lives unpaid because they love this program and love the people in it. I have never been more proud to serve with anyone on any service body. I would love the opportunity to continue the work that needs to be done in another year on the board, and would appreciate your support. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Justine. Next is Liz.
Hi, I'm Liz, grateful adult child from Connecticut. I'm in my sixth year as an ACA member, and I started my journey in service as just a member, taking a spot in the seat in the meeting. And I grew from that position into the group rep, into intergroup rep, and intergroup chair, and got involved with doing programs online when the pandemic started, and then met all of these incredible people and that are doing WSO service. I wanted to become a board member just to pay back in gratitude to the program that has given me a life that is far better than I could have ever imagined, and the changes that have happened in my life and my emotional sobriety and my spiritual journey. Without the program, I would have never been where I am today. I'm really grateful to be in ACA. I'm grateful to serve, and I hope that you give me the opportunity to do it for the next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Sue?
Thanks, Mary Jo. Hi, I'm Sue V, a grateful and hopeful adult child. In my 12th year of ACA, I've been doing service from almost the very beginning. And I always call it calling from my heart and finding balance. And I find that the more service I do, the more recovery I actually receive. It's a gift. I started doing some WSO service in 2017 when we won the bid in Toronto, Canada, to bring the ABC and AWC to Toronto. And many of you went there. And in 2019, I was asked if I would help out with the Global Members, a committee that was just starting off. And that expanded my consciousness and my awareness of something that's very dear to my heart, which is equitable access. And I learned that around the world, they didn't have the same equitable access to our ACA literature and resources. And it broke my heart. And I wanted to see if I could make a contribution in that area. And I came to the board to make a contribution there as well. I got to tell you that it takes a lot of hours. This is unpaid work. It's volunteer. We need more volunteers. I'll put my pitch here for a second. But we need more volunteers. I am a trusted servant, one voice, no better, no worse than anyone else. And I would be deeply honored to be ratified on the board and for another year two. Thanks, and I'll pass with that.
Thank you, Sue. Next is Tamara.
Hello, I'm Tamara, adult child. Excuse me. I found ACA 9 years ago, and I started in service almost immediately, which may or may not have been overwhelming. definitely was. I jumped in feet first and I helped relaunch my inner group. I served as secretary, which then led to me being elected as chair. From there, I went on to work on the literature committee, then member services, and now I'm on the board as secretary again. Not only have I come full circle, that circle is bigger and broader than I ever imagined. While I had known that I'd like to be on the board eventually, I didn't realize it would be now. It's been an honor to serve on the board, and I'm so glad that I didn't wait. My passion is outreach and building, creating an expanded space that welcomes those who still suffer. I humbly ask you to allow me to continue doing this work alongside of you.
Okay. Thank you, Tamara. And next, and last but not least, Brad H.
Hello, I'm an adult child. My name is Brad. And after listening to all of those testimonials and reviewing the qualifications of all these other board members, I'm forced to ask, what the hell am I doing here? The answer to that question, though, is that I'm here because so many others are not. I'm here because so many qualified people have not been able to find themselves available for service work at this level in ACA. I'll just read you what I wrote and put in the binder. On April 10th of 2022, I celebrated the fifth anniversary of my first ACA meeting in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, as you can see, has a beautiful ocean beach. Although I was not new to the 12 steps, I was emotionally intoxicated. My recovery in ACA, though still ongoing, has helped me find emotional sobriety and a newfound ability to behave as an adult most of the time, instead of repeating the patterns of my childhood. In my ACA service work, I'm finding ample opportunities to practice the principles of the 12 steps in all my affairs and to make use of the skills, knowledge, and abilities I've acquired in a 45-year career in public service as an administrator and financial manager. I want to use that experience and my available time in retirement to help ACA carry the message of recovery to adult children who still suffer, and to continue my own path of recovery in service work. I got involved in ACA service work at the WSO level because I was taking a small group of fellow travelers through the Yellow Workbook, through the steps. One of those individuals has a visual impairment, and I looked for a large print Yellow Workbook and didn't find one. So I approached WSO with a proposal that a large print version of the Yellow Workbook be developed. Well, I was told, that's a great idea. How would you like to work on that? I didn't want to do that, but I volunteered for the literature committee. And they asked me to serve on the Comline blog subcommittee. Well, I don't know anything about blogs, and I didn't want to do that. But they said, well, there's nobody else to do it. So I did. And that's really been the history of my service with the WSO. I'm doing a lot of the service work, not just because I like doing it and not just because it contributes to my recovery, but because there's nobody else. We are, to echo what Sue said, we are short on volunteers. We need volunteers. And would be grateful for any of you who are experiencing this volunteer service work with being a delegate to the ABC to consider making your contribution in greater ways by volunteering with WSO and joining one of the committees. As I said, I don't really want to be on the board, but I'm willing to do that. And if you choose to ratify me, I'll do the best I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, we will now take 15 minutes for those of you who have questions. Please direct your questions to specific board members if you have any. And this, the ratification vote will go the worldwide online voting. We will not vote on the ratifications today, or at least during this meeting. So for the timekeeper, it's 1 minute, up to 1 minute per question. And the response from, if there's a response necessary from a board member or requested, then the responses are approximately one minute also. Okay, so we will start with Selani from Maryland 0053. You're still on mute. Somebody needs to.
Thank you. Okay, so this is for the literature person.
We don't have a literature person on the board.
Writing something.
I'm sorry, Silani. We're asking for questions specifically to board.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am really sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, Patty from Web 0515. You're on mute.
Whoops. Hey, all, Patty, adult child. Actually, you know, I have a question. I can't find this in the answer to my question in any of the ACA literature. Is there a suggested length of the term of service for ACA board members?
I can answer that for you. The terms of office are two-year terms with a three-year maximum. So somebody can serve on the board for 6 years. It's in the OPPM. Okay. Thank you, Patty. Okay, next is Karen from Web 0616.
Thank you. My question is to all board members. I heard several of you reference the fact that there is a lack of volunteers, and I am curious to hear if any one of you has a vision for how to address that. Thank you.
Anyone?
I might do that. I will do that. This is Tamara. I know that we've introduced collaboration committees and they're, you know, in their starting stages, but my vision for that is that it's going to make communication from the committees to the board and back and forth better so that we can communicate with the broader fellowship, and that will invite more people to come in. We'll be able to create more broaden the fellowship.
Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah, I often, because I'm a part of the European Committee, we often speak about that we seek volunteers. We often speak about not being afraid to come and do service, but that we will help and support, that everyone had started somewhere, and that we're all was children in the service also. So to talk about it and don't make it so, scary, but also trying to support the people that come in and will do service. And that's the same in the Finance Committee and whichever committee I'm in, or when I do speak for fellowships or for groups. So I talk a lot about it to spread information. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. And before we take any more responses from the board, I'm going to go to M from telephone 0381. You're still muted. Oh, there you go.
My name is Em. I'm an adult child. It's really, really pretty wild to be here, you know, with some like-minded people that I didn't even know were like-minded because I didn't know them. And my question is, I mean, you know, in the world, I find that people don't want to talk about anything because just wait for it to go away. Shh. So this is an opportunity for any of you board members up for ratification to make some sort of statement about how you feel about changing these steps toward a more loving pattern. I pass.
Thank you, Em. Sue, would you like to respond to the earlier question or this one? Whatever your choice.
I can combine them.
because I believe with service is number one, ask, you know, for what you need. But the other thing is, I find is that, you know, just having more gentle, loving parent, loving peer approach to things. And it's not perfectionism, it's progress. And it's living the commitments of service, forgiving myself and others. So I really think that from a service, it's really setting loving expectations. And also service sponsoring, I find, is really helpful. Because it can be triggering when we're in service. But I think of triggers as gifts of healing, because when I stay awake and aware, I can work my recovery or have my recovery work through me. And I find that I am more healed, and there's a beautiful gift for all of us. So I believe service, it has to be a positive, loving, and growth experience. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. And we'll go to Patty from Web 0515.
Hey, all. Patty again here. Thank you all for your service, everyone here. And my question goes to Charlie. In your letter, you said a process is being established to ensure that fellowships that can't afford higher prices will receive support. I am confused. ACA itself is a fellowship. Do you mean in a process is being established to ensure that specific groups or specific meetings that can't afford higher prices will receive support? And how this will this be designated, the qualifications of who receives support?
Patty, if I could, I'd like to start the answer, but then turn it over to Sue, who is our publishing committee chair. What we're really referring to is there's a lot of different economic situations around the world. And so what most parts of the U.S. might be able to afford with literature, in India, for instance, we recently have worked out a new pathway. But in Europe, there are many countries that really are struggling. And one of the things we have done is create, and it's been very well supported by the fellowship, an international literature fund where people can actually... our goal is simply to be able to carry the message to people, and that includes getting books to them affordably. You know, there's a lot of different pathways. I'm going to turn it over to Sue, but when we talk about fellowships, I'm probably really referring to, say, a national level fellowship, as opposed to, you know, that's what I meant by the term I used.
Okay. Before we go to Sue on that, let's go to the next question and then we can come back. And that is Kelly from telephone 0341.
Hi, this is sort of a general question. It's not necessarily directed at any board member in particular, but there's been a few times in my experience that I've wanted more clarification on things that have happened or come about, or motions, or things that have taken place. And I've gotten either no response or a response that it was potentially a legal matter and it couldn't be addressed. And it felt like, and I remember asking in one meeting that if the board could come up with some sort of document that specified what they could talk about and what they couldn't talk about, it would feel much more transparent to me. The feeling is that there are things that board members just don't want to talk about. And I find that questionable, as long as things are being asked in a respectful way that they're, and the other thing is, and I understand completely this idea of 20, 30 hours a week. I, as a working mother, wouldn't be able to do that. So the board members tend to be, it seems to me, people that have more time. And I wonder if that doesn't have something to do with sort of a disconnect between members and board members. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Liz, did you want to respond?
Sure. I would like to respond. I think I totally hear Kelly that I know that she has sent out requests that haven't gotten responded to in a timely fashion, and we have been spending a lot of time creating process in the board to make sure that we do respond in timely fashion and that we get back to people in a timely fashion. And I am, my children are grown, but I still work full time. So yes, it's quite a juggling act. And can I answer the other question too while I'm at it?
Let's go to Christopher first, and then we'll come. I'll come back. Leave your hand up. Okay. Christopher from Region 5.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I serve on the region, and we kind of co-founded the region. I don't know if co-founded is the right word, but I helped found the region in the Northeast along with Justine, one of the current board members. And Justine, it's nice to see you. I haven't seen or heard from you in a long time. So I was just concerned about how, if you have responsibilities to the board and you need to take a step back for maybe personal reasons, how you manage that these days. But I do hope you're well. And thanks.
Thank you. I can answer that the board members are allowed to take leaves of absence if they need to, and for a short term. And I believe Aaron is currently on a leave of absence managing 7 dogs that her dogs had a litter. And so it became too much, but that's one thing. But yes, other board members can speak, our board members can speak to that, but it is a juggling act, definitely. Go ahead, Liz, and then respond to any of the questions.
Thanks. I wanted to respond to Karen's question about, do we have any thoughts about how to increase volunteerism? One of the things that I'd really like to focus on in the coming year is having the chairs of our committees and the board start to better represent the population of our fellowship. A way to get to that is to have open houses with the collaboration committees to try to bring in people and make safe spaces for more volunteers to get involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Yes, Mina?
Yes, hi, everyone. I wanted to also answer Karen's question because, volunteer participation is one of the big things for me. One of the things that the board, is doing that's very dear to my heart, which is we started the Volunteer Resources Committee because there was a consensus that there was not enough resources to help volunteers when they come into service and to stay into service. So this Volunteer Resources Committee is young, it's very new, already working on kind of incoming documents and things like that. And I know some of the members of this committee are on the call today, and I'm always grateful to their participation because they all agree that there needs to be more resources for volunteers. So that's one of the ways that we are thinking of. And the other thing I want to talk about is time. I'm a freelancer. Is it my time? Sorry, did someone, was that a time? Oh, okay. I work sometimes 80 hours a week, and the board members know that sometimes I call them for photo shoots and I'm like double timing, but when you want to do service, you do service. That's all.
Thank you, Yasmina. Aaron?
Thank you. I had two things that ran around in my head, and one was about volunteering. What thoughts do I have about expanding that? And my first thought is to ask everybody here to talk to people in their meetings about volunteering. Like I said, the way I got the way I got into it was somebody asked me. I went to the first ABC, AWC, and somebody asked me. It does worry me not to have in-person ABCs. It does worry me, you know, but I hope we can take advantage if we do have quarterly meetings, that would be a way that we would pick up more volunteers. I would like to see there be more opportunities for play and have fun with volunteers. And as far as like vacation leave, I am on leave of absence due to my mother having a diagnosis of Parkinson's, my husband now being disabled, and my dogs having a litter of seven. But we've just recently did write up different policies about that we kind of must take vacations. Because we are more effective when we are playing and having fun. So that, since I first came on the board, there's been a big change in recognizing we're not just saying we need to take time out, but we need to enforce that we take time out. So, yeah. And it's so rewarding at the same time. I'm going to miss it when I go. I'm really going to miss it.
Thank you, Erin. And we have time for one more question, and then our time is up. Monique from Web0541.
Okay, sorry. This is just to everybody. I've been pointing it out pretty much a few times, but is there anything in motion, like tangible, like I would like to see something written up, a plan to increase diversity, primarily race and marginalized groups from the LGBTQ plus community? Because right now, if I'm looking at all the participants, it's mostly white. So what are we doing in motion? Because to depend on people of color to do the labor and help is not the answer. It's not. We're not going to do it. So I would like to see something typed up like a plan. You don't have to do a committee. I think everybody, you have enough people on board to do the research, whatever you need to do. But when we express this in these spaces, this is not for me to do the work for you. This is to give you the information of how I feel. So hearing that people have spent all these hours of time on these committees, great, appreciate it, but seeing what you're saying is actually affecting the people of color in the room. So I want to see some type of implement to tangible stuff to see what are we doing? What are you doing as a group to increase the space for safety and diversity? Thank you.
Thank you. And just one response, because we're moving on. Charlie, go ahead.
Monique, I think it's a great question. My honest answer is, if we only, and I said this morning, that nine individuals cannot have the answers for every problem. So if the question is, what are we nine people doing to fix the problem? Not enough, and probably we can't do enough. I think one of the biggest things I would say about volunteering is, when people identify a problem, and they may actually have unique expertise. You know, I could explain how we are now getting books to India because people from India worked with us. I would honestly really welcome you and anybody who has concerns about representation to come up with a suggestion. How do we start this dialogue? It can't be just the nine members of the board. It has to be something bigger than the board to begin solving it. And I think it urgently needs solving. If I have one wish for 3 years, man, I'm excited by these quarterly conferences. I think that will bring more people in. But if I have one wish, it's that 3 years from now, the faces you see on the screen will look very different than the ones you see today. So please help. If you have ideas, please come forward with ideas. Our hearts are open.
Thank you. We are at the close of the day, and we can take a vote to extend this. But what we have left is an explanation of the worldwide online voting and the information that will be available to everybody in order to do that. And then after that, just the closing announcements and so on. So unless Patty, actually, I'm going to encourage you to maybe post your question in Slack in the delegate channel, and the board can respond to it there. Is that okay? All right. Unless it's a very quick one, are you okay? You want to do a very quick one? No, you're okay. Thank you, Patty. Okay. All right. So thank you to all the board members, and especially to all the people who asked questions. The board members will be ratified in the online voting. And so you'll be able to do that then. And there will be the opportunity for minority opinion also tomorrow. So we will move now into an explanation of the worldwide online voting. And I'm going to turn it over to Brad L.